Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Mark Wicker, and I'm calling in reference to the Build the Enterprise.
Yes, sir.
I was going through my packages because I've been out of the country for quite some time, and I found out that I have I was shipped two issues of 10, like number 10, but I was not issued number 13.
Okay, so you need build up kit number 13 to be mailed out to you again?
Yes. I don't see on any of my invoices where 13 was originally sent out.
That was...
Unless you have, maybe your system shows something different, I don't know.
Yeah, it says build up kit number 13 was supposed to be included in shipment number 4, which was mailed out back in May of 2021.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have all the way up through, I believe, 17, but I have two number 10s and no 13.
You should have all the way up to build up kit number 58.
Oh, no, I do not have that. I can tell you that for sure. Well, okay. How are the kits like numbered?
Does each
kit have a magazine in it?
The magazines are so you're up to magazine number 15.
Oh, okay. Because what I was going through, I actually have 17 number, like number 16 and 17 as well.
I don't see 16 and 17 having been mailed. I only see it. Let me see. You got maybe that was on the other account. Let's see. I thought no. The other account is for the special shipments. Should be. Yeah, this is for the special shipments, not for the build-up kits, unless I didn't locate. Let me see. Let's see. And I haven't. I needed to ask you. I know you already confirmed your name. Can you confirm the address associated with the order and the email address?
Yeah, the email address is mwicker1980@gmail.com, and physical address is 2004 Rancho Oro Avenue, Southeast in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
Okay, thank you. And when I searched at first I pulled up your account with a phone number that came up on caller ID. I was like, okay, well, maybe that didn't pull up the correct account. So then I searched with your email, and it pulled up all of the same accounts. So, yeah, this is the correct account. And you should only have up to magazine number 15, which explains build-up kits 55 through 58.
Okay, yes. Now, I know I have that. Okay, so, yeah, I do have those build-up kits because I know each bag has, like, a little card in it that has a number.
Oh, yes, sir.
Is that associated with the actual build-up kit?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. I just know I don't have magazine 13. I have two magazine 10s. I just don't have 13.
Then I can reship you out magazine number 13. I'm glad we specified that it's the magazine and not the build-up kit. Let's see here. I'm just loading up the list of items that I can reship. I apologize for this delay.
That's right.
And your Star Trek Enterprise D buildup is in canceled status. Should I reactivate it?
Oh, yeah. I don't believe I ever canceled it.
I'd have to pull up the notes on the account to find out why it was canceled.
Huh.
I'm just waiting on the list of items that I can reship to load. And so magazine 13 explains build-up kits 47 through 50. Okay, let's see here. And process reshipment. Okay, let's see here.
Now, I haven't gone through every one of the little bags and stuff like that, so who knows if I may have, like, two packages of, because I have two number 10 magazines, I may have two kits of number 10, whatever that explains through. I don't know.
It's unlikely, but it's not, okay. It's not impossible. So I've reactivated your buildup. It shows currently that your next billing date is supposed to be tomorrow, but we'll see. And I'm pulling up the notes on the account to try to see what's going on with why this was canceled to begin with. Oh, it says there was return product. It says, looks like shipment number 10 was returned refused. And shipment number 10 is the one that would have included magazine 13 and build-up kits 47 through 50.
Oh, wow. It's amazing because all the kits have come through my mailbox, and I just open up the key, and because we have a community mailbox area, so I never get them at the house. I just get them in through the mailbox. So I don't know who or what that would have been.
Yeah, I have no idea. But do you even have build-up kits 47 through 50?
I will have to look and make sure, but I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't have build-up kits 47 through 50, then we'll have to charge you for them again because you actually were issued a refund of $51.60 for the returned product that was returned refused. In fact, it could have been return refused because of the Postal Service. Let me see what the tracking says for number 10, if it still is able to be accessed. Let's see here. It says status not available. Please try again later. So that's not helpful. It says USPS currently awaiting package. So that's not helpful at all. So it maybe that never even got delivered. I have no idea. It doesn't look like it ever got delivered. DHL can't find the tracking number. United States Postal Service can't. So you may not have those. If you don't have them, we'll have to charge you for them again because that refund was issued of $51.60.
Sure, I understand that. That'll be fine. So I will look. You said which kits were they? 47
through 50.
Okay, I will look through what I have, and I guess I can always call back, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. I will do that probably tomorrow and confirm that whether I have it or not.
Okay. Sounds good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Okay, great.
All righty. Thank you so much. Please hold.